BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one?
For the fat fingers.
It's still good.
Easy. Radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out-of-work magician.
Drums, please.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go!
On today's podcast, they do it at the football, so does crowd noise make this show better? You're about to find out. Also, Don't Look It Up is back. Our daily quiz. Thirsty Charlotte, who's got a real thirst for Chris during lockdown. Anne-Marie chooses some of her favourite tracks ever. There's bangers. And we ask you to take part in a quick Radio 1 survey.
Radio 1!
Hey, we're not long now away from...
Hi, my name is Tadde Freyr. And you're listening to
BBC Radio 1
with
Scott Mills
and
Chris Starr.
And my song, Think About Things, is the tune of the week. So
thank you.
And also,
I challenge you
to learn the dance and show me what you got. If you wanna, you know. I'm not gonna tell you what to do. You do you, guys. You do you.
Guys, you need to check out the other members of his crew as well. Have you seen them, Chris? Not just Daddy.
No, I've not seen, no.
Oh, please look at them. There's about five of them. They've all got the same jumper on with their own faces on, pixelated. Like, check out the crew in his video. Daddy Frey is coming up with Think About Things. You know this one. Supposed to be Iceland's Eurovision entry. It's going mad on TikTok everywhere. It's just a delightful bop.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, Chris, are you ready to quiz?
I am ready, yes. Let's quiz.
Sam is painting and quizzing on his own. I presume... Oh, no, it doesn't say whether it's a man, actually, Derek, or a lady. But hi, Sam. Can be either, can't it? Harry says, I'm playing the quiz in Exeter with my girlfriend, Annie. Loser has to play for the train tickets down to the beach this afternoon. Also, Jenny's been on with a really sweet message saying, thanks for the bants during lockdown. I've really appreciated it. It's pulled me through the sudden working from home life. And I look forward to hearing your voices every day. It brightens my day. Thank you.
Oh.
I can't say what Lucy and Jonathan will give each other, depending on who wins or loses the quiz today. But it's between them, you know. That's I don't really want to go into it.
And no, Chris, that's cool, but we're all playing for something. That's the key thing here.
Yeah, and whoever loses or wins, they'll be winning tonight. And Chris in Hemel Hempstead says, playing against you two because there's nowhere else here. If I beat one of you, I'm going to pop to the shop for a chocolate bar. If I beat both of you, then I'm off to the baker's for a massive cream cake. Here is your quiz master, Will. Hello, Will.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Chris.
No frog Hello, in the Will. Throat today, Will.
No frog in the throat today,
yeah,
Scott.
Clear the throat, please, Will, if I'm that's so okay. Pleased. Let's get you ready for this.
He's ready to go. And
he shall not slip.
Let's do round one of Don't Look It Up. Do not use the internet. Use your brain.
Round one.
Which is, well,
Radio 1 DJ's previous jobs.
Oh, I like this one. Okay, so before their life at Radio 1, some of the DJs, not me, but some of the DJs did have an actual proper job. All right, question one.
Question one. Before becoming a TV, radio and podcast presenter, which Radio 1 DJ had a job marking exam papers?
5 seconds. I learned so much about my colleagues on this. Who used to mark exam papers? Radio 1 DJ, current Radio 1 DJ. I am going to say... Oh, is it a daytime Radio 1?
I can't say.
Clara Amfo.
I'm going to go Katie Thistleton.
Okay. I think the answer makes a lot of sense. It was Alice Levine.
Oh, of course.
Oh, we should have got that. Should have got that.
She'd be perfect at that. Okay, no points there. Question two, please.
Before joining Radio 1, who wrote music and gossip columns for The Daily Sketch, Petticoat Magazine, The Daily Express and Cosmopolitan? Do you want it again?
Yeah.
Before joining Radio 1, who wrote music and gossip columns for The Daily Sketch, Petticoat Magazine, The Daily Express and Cosmopolitan?
5 seconds for your answer. Write it down if you're playing along. Which Radio 1 DJ used to do that?
This is hard.
Matt Edmondson?
Edmondson.
Yeah, it's got to be, isn't it? Yeah, surely. I'm going to go Matt Edmondson.
The answer is Annie Nightingale.
Oh.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting that.
What did Matt do? Was it Holy Moly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had that market store where he sold magic tricks.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, and it was he did go through a time of, like, he'd interview people and, you know, smell my flower sort of thing.
We're not doing well at this. Okay, next one, please. We should really learn about our Radio 1 DJs more. Yeah, go on.
Before becoming a Radio 1 DJ, who was a film extra having a role in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire?
Oh, it's
5 seconds.
Everyone. Everyone's been in Harry Potter. Everyone, statistically, most people listening to this right now have been in Harry Potter.
What, as an extra?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Honestly.
Have you?
It's like the go-to on a night out. Well, oh, are you in Harry Potter? Were you? What a surprise.
What, were you?
I wasn't, no. But were you?
Nah.
We're a rare breed. Honestly, so many people have been in that film.
I was on Radio 1.
There'll be loads listening right now.
Okay, who from us lot was in Harry Potter?
I do have an answer.
Go on.
I'm going to go Ariel Free.
More. Actually, I think I saw something on her Instagram about that, but I'm not allowed to copy you really, am I? I'm going to go Kel Spellman.
Oh, that's a good answer. The answer is Ariel Free.
Congratulations, Chris. The only point in this round.
Come on.
Okay, that was Radio 1 DJ's previous jobs for round one. How did you do? Round two, one. Next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One. Lauren in Norfolk says, just the 1 point for me on the last round. Really amazed about Annie and Alice's previous jobs. She's playing by herself. Scott from Corby says, that was tough. I genuinely had Matt Edmondson down for each answer. Yeah, that was a tough round. Okay, we move on.
Round two.
Callum in Cornwall is playing the quiz in the kitchen with his aunt. They're getting questions for their Zoom quiz on Saturday. Fine, just nick them. Just nick away. Round two, Will, is what?
Foreign language covers of English language songs.
Okay, right. If we do continue doing this quiz, I want this round to be a staple feature because I really like it. This is one of my faves. Okay, so here we go then. Question one.
What track is French artist Janine covering here?
Arrête de pleurer, c'est les signes de temps. Bienvenue au dernier spectacle.
So good.
J'espère que tu portes plus beau vêtement.
5 seconds. So many songs get sung in another language and we don't ever hear them. Go on, Janine. I'd like to say that was Sign of the Times by Harry Styles.
Yep, Sign of the Times, Harry Styles.
A point to both of you. It was Sign of the Times by Harry Styles.
Was that big in France, that Janine version?
It's got a few hundred thousand views on YouTube, yeah.
What I always think, though, is, like, why doesn't the actual artist, and sometimes they do, but why doesn't the actual artist re-record it? Because Janine's taken all the love there, isn't she?
Take it up next time you see Harry Styles.
Right, that means surely that they don't play the Harry Styles version. Anyway, question two.
Question two. Can you work out what language this cover of Anne-Marie and Marshmallow Friends is in?
That's not Anne-Marie, is it?
That doesn't work. They're spelling it in English. It's German lyrics, but they've just spelt friends in English. They haven't gone...
Ruin it.
Well, I don't know what the German alphabet is.
Well, you've just said German a lot, so I'm going to go German. I was going to.
Oh,
anyway.
Rubbish. Yeah, I've just given you the answer as well. Yeah, German.
It was German, a point each.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say that anyway. Why are they singing? Well, no, the whole song is called Friends, so you can't really change it to...
But it should be Freunders, Freunder, shouldn't it?
Yeah. Next one.
Freunders.
Question three. Can you name the artist that is being covered here in Japanese?
Five seconds. Stakes are high in Lincoln. Sam and Elsa are playing along. Loser cooks their 3-year anniversary tea tonight. Chris, what's your answer?
I'm going... Do you need artist? I'm going Taylor Swift.
I'm also saying Taylor Swift, and I think it was Bad Blood.
It was Taylor Swift for a point each.
Yeah! How many did we get in that round, Eve?
Full marks, both.
Oh, right, let's bring that one back. OK, how did you do with foreign language versions of popular songs? Let us know, 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
OK, round three of Don't Look It Up. Round three, hopefully... Well, we did well at round two, but a lot of people are saying they really struggled. OK, so let's see what round three is.
Round three.
Yes, Will?
The year 2015.
All right, three questions. Write them down, or if you're playing on WhatsApp with a mate or whatever, it's first person to send wins the point. OK, go.
Question one. 2015 saw the end of Zeri, but what was that? Zeri.
Zeri?
Yeah.
5 seconds. Is it one of them? Is it like something like a Alexa, like Cortana, that doesn't exist anymore? That's what I'm saying. Like a smart speaker name, Chris.
I thought it was. A relationship, a celebrity relationship or something that's gone, like, properly sour.
You got the same problem as well yesterday. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I nearly went wrong there, yeah. No, I'll tell you what it is, I'm trying to overthink it. So I'm thinking of two names that make Zeri and I can't think of them, so I haven't got an answer for this.
Don't know.
The answer is, it was the end of Zayn Malik and Perry Edwards.
Oh, Zeri. Told you!
Oh, Zeri, of course! Rubbish. Okay.
Oh, so close.
Fail. Question two.
The 2015 general election saw Labour leader Ed Miliband have his election promises carved onto a stone tablet. But what was the nickname of the tablet?
5 seconds. Oh. Do you remember the tablet of stone? I do remember it. Oh, it was... I remember it being on Newsbeat and us going, lol. Chris?
No, okay, it's...
Was it the Ed Stone?
It's surely...
Ed
it's
Stone.
Surely... Yeah, that's a good... It's a really good answer.
For a point, it was
it's
the Ed Stone.
Ten,
The Ed Stone! Come on! Okay, next one.
In 2015, Andy Murray led the British men's team to which tennis trophy? The first time GB had won it since 1927.
Oh, who knows? 5 seconds. Write it down. Well, it's not Wimbledon, is it? Have you got any idea, Chris?
Yeah, well, I think it's the only other one that I can think of. I'm going to go Davis Cup.
Have you written Wimbledon, Scott?
That's the only one I know.
Okay.
Yes?
It's currently 4-4.
Is it? Oh, no!
And the answer is Davis Cup.
Ah!
Come on!
Damn! Okay, so Chris just edges it today.
on Don't Look It Up. How did you do? 81199. Shannon in Oxford says, the reason you like the foreign songs one is because it was an easy round. Yeah, all right, Shannon. Alana, Sam, Jess and Abby are playing along on their way, driving to the Peak District. They thought Kel Spellman on the Harry Potter question as well. Emma in Solihull says, my boyfriend both speaks Japanese and really likes Taylor Swift, and he didn't get the Taylor Swift question.
Got him.
One! Scott Mills.
Hey, Natalie.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
What's happening?
Hi, my lovelies. Hello.
Oh. What's happening?
Oh, I'm beyond that this is Tune of the Week. Eurovision on Radio 1. Talking to Scott and Chris, I think I've peaked now. That's it. It's all down here from now on. Bloody hell. It's amazing.
Oh, God, you're so excited. This is awesome. Oh, yeah, don't worry.
It's just too much, though. Iceland, Eurovision, the man.
Yeah,
amazing.
But I think this song is... It expands outside of Eurovision.
No, I'm not bothered. Yeah. I'm going to have to be honest. I don't want to go down in your estimation here. I'm not really that bothered about Eurovision. However, I love this song. I think it's better than Eurovision. Am I allowed to say that?
People are discovering it completely, not knowing that it was supposed to be part of Eurovision. It's mad on TikTok, this, at the moment.
Amazing. It was this one and the Russia entry that I really liked this year. In fact, I feel like the vintage year has got lost in the wind this year, unfortunately, but bring it on next year.
You're a fan. Have you ever been?
Yeah. No, I haven't. It's a lifelong ambition, though. I need to do it. I need to do it one year.
I'll see you in the Rotterdam Ahoy Arena next year, then.
Oh, see you there, sweetheart. Take care, my lovely.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Wow. Are you a fan of this yet? It's Daddy Freya, Think About Things, our tune of the week.
Oh, I know I love you. I find it hard to see how you feel about me. Cause I don't understand you. Oh, you are yet to learn how to speak.
Scott Mills and Marie
in the mix.
Yesterday we brought you Mike Skinner from the Streets. Today we bring you Anne-Marie. Hello.
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 You all right?
Yeah. I want to see you in actual. I want to see your face.
And I want to see your face as well.
It's
one
been
day.
A long time. Soon-ish, maybe.
Soon, hopefully.
I hear that you've completed Netflix.
Yeah. Do you know what? There's nothing left, like, you know, the brainless ones where you just watch and you just don't have to think too much.
Yeah.
I need more of that stuff.
Okay, I've got one for you.
Go on.
Selling Sunset.
Seen it.
Oh, you have completed it. There's a show I was watching on Channel 5 the other night.
Yeah.
You'll relate to this, Essex.
Go on.
I think it was called something like Grime and Punishment.
Oh.
And it's about Braintree and... how people are doing a lot of dirty protests there.
Oh.
And it was basically the local council picking up loads of poo that people had done, like human poo, in the brain...
Shut your mouth.
That's something for you.
Why are people like this? And how did they know? Like, do they wait for the poo and then go to the protest? Do they save it up? Do they store it up?
Oh, these people are experts. They're like, is that a dog or human? No, definitely human. And then they put it in a little bag and then take it away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm going to watch that.
Oh, okay. As always, can't pay, we'll take it away.
Yeah, but if you venture out of Netflix as well, I found myself watching a whole TV show about the hotel chain Best Western.
Yeah.
There was about 3 episodes of that, and then you find that you start fanboying over their manager, Rob.
Oh, actually, I've got another one for you about... do you know about the Chorley Wood process?
No.
Right, it's a whole documentary for you about flour on iPlayer. The stuff they put in the bread, the flour and all that, is what keeps bread fresh for so long. Because bread generally doesn't keep very long.
What are you on about?
Right.
This is what we're chatting with Anne-Marie about. This is what it's got to.
Right, it's the...
I'm very intrigued about this because bread is my thing, you know?
Right, whole documentary for you there about flour and the process on iPlayer. You're welcome. All right?
Wow.
Sorted.
Wow.
Anyway, let's do what you're here for, which is a DJ set. What do you want first?
I think I'm going to do a song by Doja Cat first. Like That. Yeah, she's sick.
All right, let's play it. Doja Cat, Like That on BBC Radio 1.
Anne-Marie.
In the mix.
Got no
Doja Cat like that on BBC Radio 1. Anne-Marie is choosing our songs this afternoon. Do you know what would be a wicked collab?
Go on.
Doja Cat and Anne-Marie.
Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it?
I'd like to hear that.
Me too.
No shade on Sam Fisher, mine.
Very different artists.
I played that song, the version of This City With You on it, the other day. Yeah. How long did that take? 5 minutes?
What are you talking about?
That's quite rude, Scott. No, I don't know if you realise what you're saying here.
No. I mean, did you do it in lockdown?
Yeah, I've done it in lockdown.
In your house?
I think what you're trying to get at is that my pen skills are so fantastic that it only took 5 minutes to write. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is I've seen you perform and you are a one-take wonder. That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously we can't go to the studio and record it. Yeah. So I had to get it all sent to my house. And my vocal producer guy controlled my computer from his house. Yeah. So I'm just watching him on my computer. I'm like, don't go in the photos.
All right. So we've had Doja Cat. Anne-Marie, what are we going to do next?
Well, this is one of my favourite songs ever since I was young. This was released in 2003, this song, and it's mad how much it means still, today, in these times. This is Where Is The Love by Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, I mean, we played this when we were last on a couple of weeks back, and you're right, at the moment, it works, you know?
Yeah.
Black Eyed Peas, Justin Timberlake, Where Is The Love, Anne-Marie's second choice on Radio 1 now.
Anne-Marie.
In the mix.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA. The big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK.
BBC Radio 1, that is Where Is The Love, Black Eyed Peas, sounding amazing. How are those vegetables of yours coming along?
I've eaten a lot of my own potatoes, which tasted amazing, by the way.
Oh, there's nothing better, is there? Like, you've created those, you've cultivated them.
I wasn't aware you were doing veg. What's going on with this then?
Well, it kind of started off as me trying to prove to my friends that I could actually do it because they were all just laughing at me.
Yeah. So it's it's like me with plants. They're like, oh, they're all going to die. Well, actually, they haven't.
Yes. I have potatoes, strawberries, tomatoes, and sugar snap peas, and I've just planted a cucumber plant. And to be honest, I was a bit worried because potato plants, you can't actually see them growing above the ground. They're below. So I just thought they were all dead. So I pulled them up thinking they were dead. And there was 100 potatoes.
Wow.
I made a curry and ate it.
Yeah. You would have never have done that before this.
No, I know. Never had the time.
Nah. Now? All the time.
Now, sick of it.
Right, if I gave you a choice of having to perform 2002 again in front of a crowd or owning an allotment where you grow your own cucumbers and tomatoes and sugar snap peas, what are you going to do?
I'd say the allotment. I might have to put them both together and have my stage as an allotment, so I feel at home still, you know?
And remember, I will always remember to the potatoes.
Yeah.
Right, okay, let's get another track off you, please.
All right, so if you can tell, I've got a theme to this, because in light of all the Black Lives Matter movement, I've been to a couple of protests. I wanted to play a few of the songs from my favourite amazing black artists. So this next one, obviously, Lauryn Hill. It's always hard to choose a Lauryn Hill song because everyone is the best ever. And I'm going to put it out there. I think she is actually the best rapper in the whole world. This one is Doo Wop.
Yes, this is a great, great track. This is Lauryn Hill, Doo Wop That Thing, chosen by Anne-Marie on Radio 1.
Yo, come again.
BBC Radio 1, that is Lauryn Hill sounding incredible on Do What That Thing. Some tracks just don't age, you know?
No, never.
That's one of them. What music are you enjoying at the moment? I saw you like the new Ella Henderson track.
I do. Do you know what? Her voice is just so good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I always love songs like that, that just make you feel like someone's hugging you.
Yes, I know what you mean, especially at the moment.
That's what I feel like.
Yeah. Actually, I know another one you like is on the list. What about Tion Wayne?
Oh, yeah. I'm loving that. Do you know what? It's always nice to hear Storms' voice because you don't know what he's thinking at the moment because it's not on social media.
Yeah.
So I think everyone was intrigued to hear what Stormzy was going to say. But I love Tion Wayne. I think he's got such a great personality. And the way he is when he raps, I think is so cool. So I'm excited about him.
Yeah, very much so. He was on the chart show with me a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying that...
What is he like?
Oh, my God, he's so cool. So he was saying that he'd finished the whole video, and it had cost him some cash, and then...
No way.
Yeah, like, he'd completed it, and then Stormzy rang him and was like, oh, I want to be on one of the verses. Scraps the whole thing, which you
no.
would. But you would.
Yeah, you would.
All right, should we play that then?
Yeah, let's play that one.
Yo, pull up the right and left. I don't know. When it asks in the interview room, I don't know. How many gal in the room? I don't know. Is that your gal in my coupe? I don't know. Are you mad? Are they run from Fed? Touch my watch, where you want it? Yo, pull up, you might get. Yo, pull up the right and left. I don't know. When it asks in the interview room, I don't know. How many gal in the room? I don't know. Is that your gal in my coupe? I don't know. Are you mad? Are they run from Fed? Touch my watch, where you want it?
I don't know. BBC Radio 1, that is Tion Wayne, chosen by Anne-Marie. Where are you spending most of your time in the house?
It's got to be my living room.
Yeah.
I don't really like the bedroom, ever. I don't like bedrooms. They're just so boring. You got to sleep there and then I have to get out as soon as possible. So, living room.
What? You spend half your life in your bedroom.
Oh, that's what I mean. It's just so boring.
It is boring. You're right. No, I kind of get what you're saying. Because it's the place you go to basically fall asleep, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
this is what I mean. It's like the bedroom forces you to sleep. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't want to go in there.
Is there anything you found out about yourself during this whole time that you don't like?
I always knew that I was impatient and stuff like that. But you know what? Being an impatient person doesn't affect you. It affects everyone around you until you get put in lockdown and then it starts affecting you because you're only just mugging yourself off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think my impatience is something that's so annoying. So annoying. So I've got to sort that out. I've got to be more patient.
All right, let's get one more choice from you, Anne-Marie, please.
Do you know what? This actually is another song that I heard at the Black Lives Matter protests, and it just was one that, when it was played whilst we were walking along, everyone sang it. I feel like this song makes me think and makes me feel emotional, and this is Changes by Tupac.
Anne-Marie in the mix.
I want to see your face soon. Vegetables grow large.
Thank you.
See you soon, my
I
darling.
Love you.
I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill him, he's a hero. Get it to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. Worship him, don't let him deal with brothers. Give him guns, step back, watch him kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Let's say good afternoon to Vic.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Vic.
What's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, usual day in lockdown. Looking after my boy. Working from home.
Okay.
Another day in paradise.
Isn't it, though? Anne-Marie says she's completed Netflix. Do you feel the same?
No. I think I'm quite behind on it, really, to be honest. It's shameful.
I haven't ventured into The Floor Is Lava yet. Anyone else?
Oh, I saw that. The trailer for that. I think that looks quite fun.
It does look fun. Okay, Vic, who do you normally pick on the bangers?
I said I'm quite 50-50. I don't tend to lean one way or the other, so...
And are we... Is this show for you, is it something you've discovered since lockdown, or were you always with us before that?
I used to listen kind of during the week on my days that I wasn't at work, and now I'd have it on in the background while doing bits and bobs, but I've had it on more I'm working at home.
Constant in your life now. We're your friends.
Yeah, definitely.
It does sound like I'm doing a survey. Can I just get a few valuable minutes of your time? I'm one of them people that stop you in the street.
This is how it should be done. They do a sort of survey to work out who's listening. This is how it should be done. Well, do you know what I mean? We should just do this on the show.
Be more accurate.
And how long do you listen for a week?
Who else do you like on Radio 1? Who are your favourites?
And how many people are in your household? Who are you bubbling with?
No, I do actually want the answer to that. Who is your favourites on Radio 1? Who are your favourites?
Yeah, who's your related interests?
I listen to you guys, and I do like Greg in the mornings as
Greg, well. Okay, anyone else? Or can I just put Scott Mills, Chris Tark and Greg James down?
Yeah, you can put them down. Listen to Grimmy sometimes on the way home as Grimmy? Well.
Okay, anyone else?
No, probably just you guys, to be fair.
All right, so I'll put another and I'll put no. Okay, all right, thank you. So Greg James, Scott and Chris and Nick Grimshaw. All right, thanks, that completes the survey. Thank you very much.
Great. You're welcome.
Do you want crowd noise or no crowd noise for your bangers today?
Let's go crowd noise.
You want crowd noise? Yeah, okay. That's what they're doing on the football now.
Yeah.
See, now it feels like we're in a stadium. It feels big.
Yeah, but it'd be interesting to hear what the crowd think of your bangers choice, the one that you're going to go for today. All right, you know how this works. You can pick me or Scott. Scott, do you want to play yours first?
I'll play mine. Here it is. Oh, they love it, see? Listen, they love it. This is Creep, TLC.
Yes.
The crowd love it.
Oh, that is a good choice, to be fair. Okay, you can have that, or I'm thinking Sun's Out. Let's go massive, big songs. No, I'm not having that. I'm not having that. What a tune this is. I knew you were going to do that. Rubbish. No, I'm not having that. This is a tune. Destination Calabria.
Uh-oh.
By Alex Quadino. No, less than that.
No, they don't like
crowd,
it.
Yeah, well, it's an away game.
However, they went absolutely mad for TLC. It's up to you.
They did. I'm actually sorry. I'm leaning towards Chris. I'm very sorry.
What? Do you want Chris's one?
Go
yeah,
on. Yeah, two right. No.
Oh, the crowd have turned.
Destination unknown, known.
Love. I love chocolate. It'll always be my first love, even before the boyfriend, and he knows that.
Hate. Slow walkers, everybody hates them. Don't do that. Speed up. What do you love and what do you really, really hate?
Hi, I'm Cassie.
And I'm Roisin. Join us for a podcast uncovering unusual obsessions and irrational hatreds.
We're going to get right into the nitty-gritty about what's really ripping your knitting and what obsessions are taking over your life right now. In each episode, we will welcome another guest into our club, where no chat is off limits, no love is too bizarre, and no hate is too petty.
The Love Hate Club. Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
This is great. People are sending in their own surveys. Stevie, chilling in the garden in Byfleet. Number one, Scott and Chris, you would say that. Two, Jordan North. Three, Greg. Four, Matt and Molly. Five, Grimmy. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy day for the survey. Molly King's been on. Absolutely fuming that Matt and Molly weren't in the survey there. Yeah, she didn't mention Matt and Molly, did she?
Well, yeah. Do we want to do a survey on Matt or Molly? No, actually, no, because that's going to come back and bite us quite badly.
Scott Mills.
What we have here is, it seems to be a much more accurate way of measuring the audience and what they think and feel. So, doesn't give their name, but thank you to whoever you are, ending 155, for taking part in our survey this afternoon and taking some time out of your day. They say, personally, I choose Chris over everyone, then Greg, James, and then you, Scott. So, Chris Stark 1, Greg James 2, Scott Mills 3. Hi Amy in Edinburgh, thanks again for taking the survey. She says Ariel 3, 1. Molly King 2, Chris Stark 3. Nowhere on the list there for me. any more? Let us know, just doing a quick survey 81199. It's good, this.
Just a couple of seconds of your valuable time.
Yeah. Do you think, they'll just forget the next listening figures and go for what people say on this? Because, like, surely more people take part in this than the actual one.
Mate, that's the thing. And if they're more favourable, I say we go with these.
Yeah, and we can pass it on to BB Allard, the boss. So, 81199, let us know. Just a few minutes of your time. Lou from Kent says, I would like to take part in the survey, but I've got a deadline for 2 o'clock. Can I do it afterwards? Absolutely, just when you've got time. When you've got time in your day, no worries. Oh, another one comes in. 1, Chris. 2, Greg. 3, Matt. And he misses out 4 and 5 and then says 6, Scott. Hannah in Essex. 1, Greg James. 2, Chris Stark. 3, Scott Mills. This person says, I actually personally prefer it when Chris and Jordan do a show together and not you. This one here, from Mac in Glasgow. 1, Grimmy. 2, Greg. 3, Adele. And then limping in at 4, Scott and Chris. Thanks very much for your valuable time.
Scott Mills.
So many people taking part on the survey. Never thought this would happen. Wow, okay. Chris, you got any there? Hello, we're just doing a quick survey of what you're listening to on the radio. I hope you don't mind. Just take a couple of minutes, no longer.
Let me just refresh. Let me just refresh here, people. So we have Scott and Chris are the worst DJs on Radio 1. So right. Cringeworthy.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Band.
you used to do this.
You're
back
banned.
In the day, you'd ban people
like,
from listening.
Like
are we issuing
it,
a ban?
Right, also, here's the thing, right? They're listening. Why are they listening? If they hate us so much, they're still listening because they heard we're doing a survey. So get lost.
Yeah, they won't be able to listen now, though, because you've banned them.
Banned.
So
get out.
Actually, it's your loss because you're banned.
Get in the bin.
Avril Lavigne is queen at 1. 2, Molly King. 3, Nick Grimshaw. 4, Clara Amfro.
You said Avril Lavigne.
I think that's a spelling mistake.
Wow, they listen hard.
5, Radio 2.
thanks.
You're banned.
And any more?
There's loads. 1, Clara. 2, Scott. Sometimes Chris.
Yeah,
I like that. I totally relate. 3, Greg. Yeah, I hear you.
This person says, thanks for the opportunity to do this survey. Very keen. 1, Chris Stark. 2, Greg James. 3, Clara Amfo. 4, Matt and Molly. Thank you. Okay, this one from Beth and Sam in Brighton. Thanks for your valuable time. 1, Greg James. 2, Annie Mack. 3, Jordan North. 4, Clara Amfo. And 5, Mr. Jam. Cool.
It is interesting, the feedback on this, though. We should feed this back.
Well, there's loads coming in. I'm just going to forward them. 1, Greg. 2, Jordan. 3, Matt. Oh, you haven't mentioned Molly, though. That's awkward. 4, Scott and Chris. 1, Molly King. 2, Annie Mack. 3, Chris and his sidekick. That's from Ian in Perth. Matt in Bristol.
Very interesting.
Matt in Bristol.
It's fascinating feedback. Yeah, it does throw open. I do think this sometimes, Scott. It does throw open the, you know, it's. We need to. Do you think we need to review things here?
1, Clara. 2, Scott. 3, Chris. 4, Greg. 5, Matt. 6, Molly. 7, streaming. All right, thank you.
Scott Mills.
And now it's time for. Gold.
The Scott Mills Golden Moment on Radio 1.
Yes, we're going back to the 18th year of Chris's life. It's another 24 years at the Tap End theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did... 24 years at the Tap End. At the Tap End.
Right then, my 18th year at the Tap End. It had been another brilliant night out in Watford, and like I did every Tuesday, I found myself being woken up on the floor of Ollie Butler's garage to the deafening roar of a lawnmower.
Well, why did that happen every week?
Well, it was basically we'd go out on a Monday night, stay at Butler's on Ollie Butler's on Monday evening. So come back from the club, stay there,
aka Sir Dosser.
Yeah, wake up Tuesday morning, but his family have a gardener every Tuesday morning.
That's because he lives, as you remember, in Bel Air.
Yeah, yeah. So it was always annoying. So the, you know, the gardener will be up at nine. I obviously wouldn't be, and that's how I got woken up.
Does the gardener sleep in the garage as well?
No, he's no. He just turns up in the morning.
Oh, turns up at nine. I thought you said the gardener will be up at nine and then starts the lawnmower. I thought you two were like.
Nah. What time do the maid and servants arrive?
The problem with the gardener is lawnmower is ridiculously loud. It's one of those industrial ones.
Ones you can sit on.
Yeah, I think love so. Those. Think so. Yeah.
OMG, how big is the garage to have a sit-on lawnmower?
No, it's not in the... It's outside the garage, Becky. I'm
in the
garage.
He turns up riding it.
I assume so.
Yes! I've never seen anyone ride a lawnmower down the actual road.
Do gardeners bring their own? They must do.
Yeah, of course they do.
Also, I love it that butlers have got actual servants themselves.
Yeah.
There's some irony there.
Yeah, that's true. It was always the worst feeling. The banging headache from the night before... mixed with the sounds of the lawnmower outside. Always at 9 a.m. on a Tuesday. It was all worth it, though. Monday nights were student night at Watford. We used to go to a place called Destiny, which has since become an Oceana. I didn't have much money. Generally, it cost about £5 to get in. After that, I could only really afford a couple of drinks if I was to be able to afford a kebab and then a cab home. Generally, though, the cab money often went on that extra drink, which meant that me and Butler would have to walk the long main road between Watford and Northwood to his house where I always stayed. I've just Google Maps this, and it's 4.2 miles. It always felt like more.
That's still quite far.
That's an hour.
That's yeah. Over an hour, yeah. Anyway, there was no time to be hungover today. We had an exciting day ahead. An event we'd been planning for a while. Our pizza challenge at the hut.
Is this the triple?
No, this no? is the... You know those buffets?
The triple is when you get the Burger King, KFC and the McDonald's all within sight of each other, so you have to have one thing from each.
I know of only one place where you can steal three, and
there's
I think
very
that's in
rare.
Southampton.
It's very rare. Sometimes people do the quadruple if there's, like, a Pizza Hut as well.
So you've never done the Pizza Hut challenge, basically, Becky?
Do you get a T-shirt if you do it?
You don't, but they should
no,
do that.
No, well, they're kind of not interested. I only do those ones in the pubs where if you eat the massive steak, you get the T-shirt. You've got to get a prize for it.
No, this
or
is
something
just kind
to
of
frame.
It's more like an internal thing between you and your mates, really. Like, it's not a thing in the pizza place.
Oh, okay.
It's just you decide to do it. Because they do have an all-you-can-eat buffet
yes.
experience at lunchtimes.
I'm aware of this.
Yeah.
I spent the day preparing, eating a small bowl of cereal to start the engine... But apart from that, I didn't eat. I wore my most comfortable trousers and got the bus to the hut.
I don't have a pair of most comfortable trousers.
Just jogging bottoms.
All right.
There was roughly 8 of us taking part in the main event. The rules were simple. Eat as many slices as we can from the lunchtime buffet. We got there as early as possible to ensure we had as many hours as we needed to go for it. Everyone was very excited. Although I felt confident in my ability... Jono, who was bigger boned back then, and Chango, who we nicknamed the Beast, looked like strong favourites from the outset. Few of the lads had different techniques. A couple decided to eat as quickly as possible, but I decided to relax, take my time, and employ a bit of a tortoise hare situation. Some people aimed for the fruitier section of the buffet, pizzas like ham and pineapple, and farmhouse slices, whereas others just stuck to margarita. Some went deep pan, others went Italian thin crust.
Oh, see, I don't remember this one now, and I'm fully invested. Someone says Bognor Regis has got BK, KFC, MCDs, that's McDonald's, all within shouting distance of each other. Also, can we talk about my voice on this particular episode of Tap M, please?
Yeah, it sounds like you're holding your nose, but that's the voice that you used to put on when you did Drive Time Radio.
No, it's not.
It is. Hi, everyone. Hi, I'm Scott Mills.
It's a little bit higher. Just slightly higher.
Scott Mills.
Let's get back to that pizza eating challenge on 24 years at the Tap Ends.
When I was on about 6 slices, a few of the lads were up to the 8th or even 9th, and already I was starting to feel it. Deep down, I knew I wasn't going to finish this challenge first, but there wasn't a chance I was going to let myself down and come last. I kept my head down, avoided conversation, and confidently boshed another slice. It was only a couple of slices later I hit the wall. Looking for inspiration and on the cusp of giving up, the sound of Heather Small came through the speakers. It was a moment, a sign. I knew someone up there was looking down on me, cheering me on. I picked up one more slice, chewed quickly and swallowed.
I look into the window of my mind.
I couldn't face anymore. I was proud of myself. I hadn't come last. As the lads were whittled off one by one, the final two emerged. There was still a battle on. Chango and Webbo were still going at it. What I witnessed that day was incredible. Webbo took a slice, then Chango. The gaps between each slice eaten grew longer and longer. At 18, Webbo could take no more.
18 slices!
We were all proud of him. No one had expected him to do so well. All eyes turned to Chango, who, knowing what this meant to us, carried on. Chango had an interesting technique. He'd have one slice normal, then the other one with parmesan as a pudding. So it's like, it would be one on, one off, one on, one off.
Right.
So in his eyes, he was having half as much main, but then there's always room for pudding.
Yeah, it's all psychological.
It is. Genuinely, I think all buffets are psychological. It's just a barrier that you've got to smash through. He did slice 19 and 20. We were all cheering him on. By now, we were getting a few odd looks from the staff. But the way I see it is, buffets rarely get taken advantage of. If anything, with faced with an all-you-can-eat buffet, often people end up eating less than usual.
Agreed. I'm so with you on that. I like the idea of an all-you-can-eat buffet, but when I actually get there, I probably eat less than if it was just a normal meal. I don't know why.
The house always wins, but today we wanted them to sweat a little bit. We wanted to put a significant dent in their pizza stocks. Silence fell across the table as Chango threw his napkin down. That day, Chango, the beast, ate 24 slices.
Oh, my word.
It was one of the proudest days of my life. What have you done today to make you feel right? I always think they should put a plaque up in the restaurant, but they wouldn't allow us in the one in Harrow. But I hope one day Chango gets officially recognised for his achievement that day.
That's a story to be proud of, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. But they just, they wouldn't let us. I came back a couple of days later with a framed certificate and they wouldn't let us put it up.
What, you actually took the trouble to get a framed certificate?
Yeah, but ideally I'd like to see a plaque there.
Like one of those blue ones, Chango ate here, 24 slices.
Yeah, or if anyone can do any better, they can rightfully, you know, have their name engraved on a plaque. But I think all restaurants should have at the back, it should be by law or something, some kind of recognition of those
their achievements.
Who've gone beyond in eating food.
I think this is probably the point where I should responsibly say, do not try this at home or in your local pizza restaurant, because you could probably do yourself quite a lot of damage.
What are you saying? It's only for pizza professionals?
It's like, I am.
Professionals only.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Christoph, we now have Sam on the line from London. Hi, Sam.
Oh, Sam.
Hi, guys.
Sam.
How you doing?
Yeah, good. What are you doing today?
Nothing. Just chilling today. I'm off work currently with a bad back, so just enjoying the sights of Llandudno and the beach. But that's about it.
Oh, okay, so you've travelled there today. I hope you're not staying overnight.
No. I actually live here. I live in Llandudno, but I'm originally from Warsaw.
Okay.
But I moved away for all the right reasons.
Did you like it there for a second, Chris, how I took up the role of Corona Police? I was like, well, I hope you're not staying overnight. I hope that's a day trip.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know what the rules are, to be honest with you. It's funny, like, I'm having a look through social at the moment. I'm trying to figure out what's what, you know? And obviously, it's in different countries, it's different things. It does actually get a bit confusing, doesn't it? Sort of trying to remember exactly what's what.
All you need to know is that hairdressers back on.
You need to know that.
Are you sure? Because I'm not even sure if that's just in England. I don't know.
In England, hairdressers back on. Not in Wales. Cinemas back on in England. Restaurants, pubs, kind of back on. Gyms off. I bet you gutted about that.
Random, innit? So the Welsh and Scottish listeners right now, I believe, are having a go hairier. Is that what's... God, it's a funny one, isn't it?
It's a little bit behind the rest.
As long as the pub's open, who cares?
Yeah, all right, Sam.
What, Sam?
Okay, here are your two choices today.
Oh, Sam, before we start, before we do bangers, I'm worried about your back, right? What my concern is, one of our songs, what if it's so good it gets you moving? Are you going to be able to dance? Like, what's the crack here?
Well, it depends on how good the song is, to be honest. So I'll have to wait and see.
Let's do this. All right, here's my one. This is Gwen Stefani, What Are You Waiting For? Tick-tock, tick-tock. No? Okay. All right, let's move on to you then, Chris.
Sam, I've got the ultimate banger here. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go.
Let's do it.
Eye roll.
But I'm concerned this is the kind of song that will just do your back some more damage. You know what I mean? How can you not move to this? This is Pendulum, Tarantula.
Yeah. It's a really easy choice today.
So we'll play Gwen then, shall we?
No, definitely not. It's got to be Chris today.
This is going to be awesome. Sunshine.
Here we are. Soak up that sweet, sweet D. Get the sun on your body.
Yeah.
Pendulum on Radio 1. Back tomorrow with Davina McCall in the mix from One.